don't see this a lot. I'm able to, you know, I when they scored that fourth goal, I thought, no, this might be it. I mean, I really was really down thinking, you know, just not enough time to come back, and just unbelievable that, and I don't even know who scored this during the call here, but Jake Lucchini gets the game-tying goal.
Redmond going to the bench now. Here come the Huskies. Hannah bringing it up, across the line, gets it in deep. Hannah follows it in. Needs some help down in the corner. Sturros gets there. 15 seconds left. Huskies have it at the side. Shot towards the goal. Scored! They scored! 11 seconds left! They tied the game off. It went off a body and in. And the Huskies have tied it up with 11.4 remaining in the period.
And I think one thing to remember about this is the second pull of Redmond. We had to put him back in the net. And usually when that happens, it just doesn't happen.
Right.
But we scored.
Yeah, they we had him out, and they got the puck down in our zone, and we had to put him back in. So can't remember, maybe it was offside or
icing.
Yeah. We iced the puck, so I tried to make a long stretch pass. So we had to put Angus back in the net with, I think, 27 seconds left, so or maybe 40, somewhere in there. So we had to win the draw, get control of the puck, get all the way down the ice. But Shane Hanna made a great play here, and this is why such a competitor. He breaks the puck out, comes up all the way, dumps it in, and then he goes right for the puck, like full speed, and keeps the puck alive deep in their zone until we could get some help down there. And Reed comes in, and Luch was behind the net, Jake Lucchini, and Jake just gets the puck, and he comes right out front and just throws it, just tries to funnel the puck, we call it, funnel the puck at the net, and I think it just caught one of their sticks and just went up over the goaltender, and I think we were a little happy at that point, but which was good, because at that point you knew again, the momentum shifts to our side, and we give ourselves a chance again.
So we go to overtime. We outshoot them 3-1 in the 5-on-5, no score. We outshoot them 4-1 in the 3-on-3, no score. So we go to shootout, and Reed Sturros is another, all these little teeny tiny rules that I'm learning with the new shootout thing. Reed Sturros, because he was whistled on a penalty and was in the box at the end of the game, he's not allowed to take a shot, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we had to kill, 30 seconds of penalty 4-on-3 at the end of the 3-on-3. So what happens when you play 3-on-3 and there's a penalty called, the team that goes on the power play puts a fourth guy out. So you play 4-on-3. So we had to play 4-on-3 for the last 30-some seconds. And because if you're in the box at the end of the 3-on-3, you cannot participate in the shootout. So any players who are in the penalty box after the 3-on-3 are disqualified from the shootout. Yeah, we tried to throw it out there.
Yeah, I saw Reed go on the ice.
We tried to throw it there, and the referee, and we had a young lady referee for the first time. I thought she did a fantastic job, and she was on top of that right away. She just told Reed, no, you can't shoot. So
so we go to the 19th and 20th shooters, the 19th being Chris Gehry.
Ninth round, Gehry will bring it up. Chris Gehry, the freshman. Bringing it in. Shoot, scores! Chris Gehry with a nice head-down move and then just pumped it in for the Huskies. And now Angus Redmond with a save can help win the extra point for Michigan Tech. And who is it? Sal Haney with the game going ahead goal, which looked like was going to be the game winner. He comes down on Redmond. Shoots, and a save by Redmond! And the Huskies get the extra point. After nine rounds, what a job by Redmond and Uelski on that shootout. And the Huskies will take 5 out of 6 points on the weekend.
And my adding wasn't very good on the fly that night. It was 10 rounds, actually. So 20 total shooters, only one goal being scored. And is it to the point, Coach, where these guys are mentally fatigued as far as thinking of what they should do when they come in on these goalies?
Well, I think part of it, especially Saturday night. You've had a long weekend. It was a grinding, physical, workmanlike series. And we had the puck a lot. So anytime you have the puck a lot in a series like this, you know, you're always pushing, you know, and sometimes it's easier for teams just to sit back. You don't, it's like a rope-a-dope a little bit. You don't expend the energy you need to. And we had to expend a ton of energy on Saturday night. We did all weekend, but Saturday night just to constantly fight back, like you said. So the not only the mental fatigue, but the physical fatigue from the long series, long trip. And yeah, you get to a point on the shootouts, and we got too tight. We went, in my opinion, we went too slow attacking the net, and you get so tight to the goalie, and we're just either making one little move or just even coming down shooting right into him. You know, we just didn't do a very good job of getting him to move, and that's what you had to do. He was so far out of his crease that you know, you couldn't shoot it. You had to try to deke him a little bit, in my opinion. Now, having said that, Chris goes down. But Chris did a good job, Gary. He got him off the angle. He's the only guy who came from that side of the
right.
ice. Everybody sort of came.
Everybody came from the right side.
The right side. So Chris comes in from the left side. And if you can just get him moving off the post a little bit, and he did, and you could hear the clink in your playback of the goal. I mean, he rings it off the post and in the net. And he didn't fool around with it. He just came down and shot it, which I like. He got to a spot and just let her go. And obviously, big goal. And then Angus, you know, how tired he was. Yeah. You know, you got to remember, they split their goalies. So the Udelski only played one game. So where Angus had to play both games. And it's been a long year for him. And it's been a long travel day. He was one of the guys up at 4 a.m. this morning. So he's going to need a little bit of a break when he gets home here. And he'll be ready to go. But that was huge. Huge 2 points. I mean, just, you know, like I said, some people will look at all the negatives, Dirk. Some people will look at, you know, the sloppy play, or how could you, you know, not beat them, or, you know, didn't look good, or this, that, and everything. But I look at it, and I'm the half full guy. You know, we battled. You like that in your team. You like to see character in your team. There's so many times in that game where they just could have just shut it and just said, wow, okay, you know, it's just not our night. But they continue to battle and press and push, and I think that's a real positive sign of a good team, a team who wants to win badly and will do what it takes. And maybe we didn't have our best game, but I give credit to Huntsville. You know, they're a hard team to play, and they work hard. So, you know, hats off to our team and our players. And, you know, we put ourselves in a good position. Yeah, sure, you'd like to be only 3 points behind Bemidji, but you know what? We're 4 points behind Bemidji, and we still have control, and we're still in a good position to put some heat on them. How many points were we behind them, Dirk, when they came in here in December? Do you remember?
I was like 11.
Oh, I think it was more than that. I think it was, I want to say, our guys thought it was like 18 or 19.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
We'll have to look it back. So yeah. Since that time, the other thing, Dirk, the last time we lost a league game was when?
Bemidji State.
December, what, 1st, 2nd?
That first weekend.
That's the last time. And when was the last time before that we lost a league game? Second weekend in October. So we've only lost 2 league games since basically October.
Yeah.
You know, we've only lost 3 all year. You know, I know we have some ties in this and that. But still, at the end of the day, you know, we're finding a way to pick up points and move ahead and put some pressure. Check Bemidji's record out since, you know, Christmas or how many league games, you know, whatever. So to all those people who want to look at the negatives, you know, go ahead. But this team's doing a lot of really good things. And I think it's great. I think it's great that we're discussing and the expectations are so high.
Absolutely.
That they want us in first place. Just remember what it was 10 years ago. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy this run. And let's really encourage this team and these players and be positive.
All right, we'll talk about the Bemidji series when we come back and how Bemidji did over the weekend in their non-conference action at the XL Energy Center. Plus your questions, DJ@themix93.com. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
A reminder from Gary Jorgensen of Lake Accounting. If you are self-employed or own rental property and paid any non-corporate business greater than $599 for goods or services, you are required to issue a 1099 MISC no later than January 31st. You must file Form 1096 and 1099 MISC with the IRS no later than January 31st to avoid a penalty. Please call Lake Accounting to assist you in filing these forms and to avoid IRS penalties. Call 482-2370. Lake Accounting is located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
Hey, sports fans. Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu.